This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Time to get after it. Yes.
Boss Sasha Cross.
Murder rates, garbage plates.
Rochester. Potholes.
Potholes.
Speaking of which, you guys, I feel like a lot of people feel like I make a lot of these stories up for the entertainment value, which would be hilarious. But nope, this is just my life.
If you didn't think Breezy was total white trash, you will now.
No, there was no question of that. That was always very much part of my personality, especially this last month with the three missing hubcaps.
I was talking to my mom who's listening.
Oh, yes, Lois. I am trash. Specifically white trash. So, listen, guys. It's no secret that I have car troubles. And I've been having car troubles since the ripe age of, since I got my license.
Since you got your first car.
In high school, I was voted worst driver for senior superlative.
Every single winner since we started doing the show together. So we've had.
So two.
You've had a total of seven car trouble stories.
Yeah, no, it was crazy.
I mean, that is a lot.
To be honest, like my donut has seen more road time than any other one of my tires. So I'm making my way into the city yesterday for a work event.
People wonder why women have higher car insurance. Go ahead, tell it.
Okay, says the guy whose cars got broken into seven times in like 2 weeks, but okay.
I had nothing to do with that. You're driving into walls.
Whatever. These things happen. It came out of nowhere. What was I to do? So I'm in the city yesterday for a work event, you know, my big truck from Fairport, and I don't know why I went this way, but I was like, you know, let's just pop on the Interloop. It should be faster. Faster? Sure.
Right.
More destructive? Of course. And I find myself, my little Nissan Sentra, diving nose first into a pothole on the Interloop. Every time you hit a pothole, and every Rochesterian knows the feeling, they can feel the scrunch in their face, the cringe of like, oh, I hope that wasn't the pothole that pushed my tire over the edge, because you know you hit them on a near daily
basis. It sounds like the entire undercarriage of your car is coming
no problem. And it has before. Most
of you guys are really great when it comes to knowing the location of the potholes within the city. I saw it yesterday driving behind a guy. He was dodging these potholes left and right. He wasn't going through them.
Like he's playing Mario Kart. You know
it's
what
like
I mean?
You're driving through a minefield.
So I smash into this pothole that's big enough for somebody to rent out. It's probably bigger than my apartment, if I'm being honest. I'm convinced that people are living in these potholes and that's why they're not filling them. Because they're like, they're taking up real estate, you know? So I'm like, oh, God. All of a sudden, instantaneously, low tire pressure comes on. I'm like, I can hear the leak. No. I can hear the leak. And I'm like, well, this is the end of this. I should probably just trade in my car.
Do you know what tire it was?
Yeah, it was the front driver's side tire.
Got it.
So I'm like, oh, God. But I still have to go to Macedon. So I'm driving from Rochester all the way to Macedon, then back to Fairport. And I'm like,
I'm low tire pressure.
Yeah, well, what can I do? I'm not a mechanic.
But did you pull over to see
it? No, I just kept it pushing.
Got it, right.
Yeah, absolutely. So I go, and then I park safely, and I just kind of forget about it. I'm like, whatever, that's a future Breeze problem. So go out to dinner with my girlfriend, and I was like, you know what, we should probably check that tire just in case. I don't want to wake up tomorrow at 5.
Let me get this straight. You knew you had a messed up tire.
Well, I knew something was wrong.
Right, because...
And the pressure light came on.
Because the light came on.
Yeah.
But you went to dinner, and when getting out of your car to go to dinner
well,
you still...
Well, my girlfriend drove. I didn't take my car. It was a completely, like...
But I'm assuming you got out of your car. You had to. You didn't look at the tire after you got out of your car?
No, I said that's a future me problem. We'll deal with that later.
Got it, right. Okay.
So we go to dinner, my girlfriend's driving, we come back and it's pitch black and I'm like, maybe we should check out that tire, completely flat. I was like, right. She's like, what are you going to do now? I'm like, well, I could just light the car on fire.
It is a mini fridge on wheels.
Yeah.
A paperweight, if you will.
It's very...
But you still have to drive this car.
Yeah.
So who changed the tire?
So I think one of my biggest pieces of advice, and I don't have many, you know, I'm not that knowledgeable, but one of my biggest pieces of advice to anybody listening right now is if you have the opportunity to have a relationship with somebody, whether that be a friendship, romantic relationship, family relationship, to have a relationship with somebody who has a AAA membership, that is really where you're going to shine through.
Breezy makes a really good point.
And I was fortunate enough to have a flat tire in my own home vicinity. I was just in bed, and then AAA came, changed it. I got my donut out. They're like, so this one's also flat. I was like, can you put air in it? What are we doing here? He's like, I guess, like, it's not safe. No, he goes, you're not supposed to drive more than like 50 miles per hour on this thing and more than 50 miles total. I was like, well, I got to get to work tomorrow
being,
on 490.
Being friends with somebody who owns AAA, it's very important.
Yeah, a AAA membership is a game changer. I would never pay for it, but I have no problem utilizing everybody else's.
It makes me wonder how many people are friends with an individual because of something they own. I became friends with somebody in California because they had a sick boat. I didn't like them, but it was a nice Saturday to go on the boat.
And now that raises questions for me. How many people do I have in my life who are only friends with me because I have access to a boat? Interesting.
And we do hook people up with a lot of tickets
to shows. I know. It's so funny. We have our friend Tommy Bechtel in the studio here with us, and it's like, sometimes I wonder, does he actually like us, or does he just like the exposure?
Tommy, and welcome in.
Hi, great to be here. It's the Golden Bachelor, Tommy Bechtel, zoo season pass membership at the Seneca Park Zoo, 720 credit score, Scorpio. Always happy to be here. This conversation makes me feel safe. I'm a car... fiasco guy.
Yeah.
I'm constantly having car troubles.
Chaos.
I keep a relationship with multiple people at AAA, whether it's...
Mavis.
Yeah, Mavis, Monroe Muffler Brake. I don't want to start shouting out all of my personal relationships here. But I do want to say, Moose, you are welcome on my boat in LA anytime. And it's tough to hear that that's why we were friends all those years, but...
People own certain things. Like my buddy Ryan up the street growing up, he was a punk, but he had a PlayStation.
Yeah. You know? Oh, my God. The kids with the system.
If you had a console, you were my friend.
We had a guy, Tony Two Systems. He had an Xbox and a PlayStation and the worst personality I've ever seen in my entire life. And we were at his house every weekend playing Madden on multiple consoles.
Tony Two Systems.
Yeah.
So growing up, I was only friends with kids who had a lot of money because they had nannies, and my parents always refused to pick me up places. So I was like, the only way I'm getting home is if I have a friend with a nanny.
Right.
So
that's what it
is. I'm not taking the late bus. No way.
That's
not me.
It comes down to. Listen, so now I just want to get this straight. Now your Sentra has two tires that were missing hubcaps, but now one's flat. So you're driving one with
missing
a donut?
Yeah. I have a donut on the driver's side front, and then on the passenger side front. Tire, yet missing hubcap. Two back ones are good to go. Although the hubcaps are disintegrating at this point, I have an appointment today to get all my tires changed out. And
this is almost as bad as the people that drive around who have a white car like Breezy. The whole car's white, and then you just have one red door.
Yes.
With missing hubcaps. You're trash. No, you're total.
No. Times are tough all over. You know what I mean?
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. The Monroe County Sheriff's Office arrested 46-year-old David Tallman of Henrietta after being a bad boy. And I'll say it once, I'll say it again. Mr. Tallman, if you're listening, Breezy and I on this show, there's one thing we do not do.
We do not reward bad behavior, David. So, shape up or ship out.
He stole a wheel loader in December. Just drove it around town. You know how much that thing weighs? A lot. Deputies responded to a larceny report in a parking lot on Jefferson Road in Henrietta, in which a 2000 K 721C wheel loader valued at $16,000 or more was taken.
Oh my God.
And then the Livingston County Sheriff's Office found the stolen loader in the town of Groveland. So how far did he drive it? Where's Groveland?
So where are you hiding this? Groveland is, like, I think it's down in, or no, I think it's past like Spencerport.
Oh, but it is in the New state of New York.
Yeah. Moose is reading news from Texas. I'm like, not relevant. Thank you so much.
So after evidence was collected and surveillance video was viewed by all those technicians at the sheriff's office, deputies say that they were able to identify Tallman as a suspect. Even though when they confronted him, he's like, that's not me. He gave a false name. And on Wednesday morning, they said they were able to locate him in Henrietta. Although deputies said Tallman gave them a false name, he still looked like the person on video. And they took him into custody, transported him to the sheriff's office for questioning. He has been charged with grand larceny in second degree and false personation. He will be arraigned in Henrietta Town Court and released to pretrial supervision. Breezy, why don't you tell everyone what's the last thing you stole?
You know, it was many moons ago, so I can't really recall, but there was a stealing era that I dabbled in college. I'm not proud of it. Not proud of any of the things
I did
in college.
Well, you did this more than once. This was a weekend thing?
I don't know.
Really? Where?
I can't confirm nor deny. I don't want the cops showing up to the studio.
I'm not proud of it, but I did a dine and dash at Denny's. Yeah,
they're probably like, we don't know how to use the credit card machine anyway, so you did us a favor, you know? So
the dine and dash at Denny's.
Moon's over my
head. I just want to do a public apology. I think the woman at the counter's name was Berta or something like that. Anyways, I do apologize for that. Love a good moon's over my hammy. Coming up on the show, Breeze, what's your issue with creepy parents?
Okay. And I'm glad that Tommy Bechtold is here.
I think we do need to talk about this.
We do.
Because I've seen this time and time again. Has anyone ever been friends with a guy or a girl who has very overprotective parents? They could be in their 30s, but this dude's mom always acts like she's the girlfriend.
But it's always boy moms specifically, but also like girls with overprotective dads. It's giving like, I want to sleep with my kids, and it's weird. It's giving me the ick. And we need to talk about it because I have a couple examples and I'm ready to let it rip.
All right.
I'm going to piss some people off.
We should have done this for a parental confidential, but that's...
Well, I'm the parental, and it's not confidential, so let's do it.
My name is Doug from Brighton, and I want to date my 20-year-old son.
Dougie, sweetie.
98PXY is free and always will be.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. How many parents listening have ever wanted to date their kids?
You guys, this is crazy, bonkers, bananas.
Now, I know this sounds creepy. I know it sounds weird, but I'm telling you right now, I've seen mom and dads give off this vibe, and it's so unbecoming.
So there's something that happened just the other day. I was watching this show called Bailin' Out Loud. It's about this young girl. I think she's like 23. She's pretty famous on TikTok, and she has Tourette's syndrome, and she yells out profanities, and it's like, it's funny to watch. I mean, it's not funny that she has Tourette's, but they make light of it on TLC, and they learn to show you how she lives with it. And her boyfriend is an absolute saint. He loves her so unconditionally, regardless of her, you know, shortcomings. And he goes and asks for her hand in marriage to her parents.
Mm-hmm.
And the parents are so quasi rude to him. And the dad gives off this vibe of like, if I can't have her, nobody can. It's like, it's very strange. And then I also see this taking place with boy moms, okay? And you know the boy mom that I'm talking about. The one who is constantly jealous of their son's girlfriend.
Yeah.
She'll never be as good as me. Like, saying weird sexual innuendos. And it just, like, gives me... I'm breaking out hives just talking about
it. I know. Look at the hairs on my arm standing up.
Like, and I know your mom has three boys. I don't see her like this. She's an angel, right? And, like, both of your brothers have wives, and they have children, yeah, and their own families, and she's very kind to them.
Yeah, I have two of the best sister-in-laws that I love, Heather and Cassandra. The whole family's lucky.
Right.
And my mom loves them, too. They're her daughters.
Right.
But, you know, my mom and me and my two brothers growing up, anytime we brought girlfriends over to the house and stuff like that, my mom was never weird or creepy or overprotective.
Right.
That was the opposite.
When the parents are that way, though, it just, and everybody knows what I'm talking about, and nobody is talking about it. You've all seen it.
My buddy in high school, his mom was like this. I remember going over there, like senior year, and we'd be hanging out, and we'd be hanging out on the couch, and his mom would come over and sit on his lap, put her arms around. I'm like, should we call somebody? Do we need to call for help?
What are we doing here?
I was like, Johnny, blink twice, buddy.
And I don't know if it's like, boy mom specifically, whether they have two or three boys, and then obviously a husband, they're the only woman in that environment, so they feel a sense of like, I'm the woman of the house type of situation.
Well, here's what I totally get what's going on. Whether you're female, whether you're male, mom, dad, you're very overprotective, especially of your kids. You know what I'm saying?
But specifically, territorial. Like the opposite sex.
You're territorial. Let me go over to Amy's text. This is very relatable. Guys, when I was dating a guy in college, he brought me home to meet his parents, and his mom was so rude to me. She offered everyone a drink except me, didn't speak to me, and she kept mentioning over and over that she was the first person her son has ever loved. It was creepy. Yes, of course.
This person texted in, my mom is that way with my brother. His girlfriend told me this weekend. My mom walked into my brother's room and told his girlfriend to get her IUD checked. That is disgusting. That is disgusting.
Get it checked. Why?
She's basically insinuating like you guys are banging it out. That's disgusting.
It's just like, it's too close for comfort.
Too close for comfort. And like, obviously, there are shows and Smothered and all of that stuff. And I honestly think at the end of the day, whether you're like a super fan of this or not, whether your mom treats you like a king or whatever the case may be, it is a codependent relationship at the end of the day. And if your mom or dad, whoever's treating you this way, is so overly involved in your life, I feel like it'll be very hard for you to go on with like really meaningful, personal, intimate relationships with others because your parent is a constant wedge driving through and it's like, oh my God, I have the ick. I'm screaming.
I can imagine it would be extremely frustrating. And I think this happens sometimes more with dads because especially if you have a daughter, especially a teenage daughter, you're very overprotective. Like, what are what's your motivation here? Why are you dating my daughter?
Right.
What are your intentions? That's the question they love
always
to
have.
Ask.
They always have a shotgun, you know? And it's like, why are we doing that?
Everybody
all of this?
Has a shotgun. And, you know, I was 17, 18. My girlfriend at the time was 16. I'd pick her up. We'd go on dates. And for the first time, the dad pulled me aside. What's your intentions with my daughter? I'm like, to get to know her, to date her. You know,
what is anyone ever supposed to say to that?
It's scary, but there are some guys out there who have great intentions. I did with my girlfriends. And it's like, you know what? There are some dads that refuse to believe that you're a good guy.
Or furthermore, there are some guys that have great intentions and they're so intimidated by your parent that they're like, ah, this is too much drama for me. Like, I'm so good. And you're driving a really good potential partner away from your child. And it's disheartening. This person says, no, but the guy that I'm talking to lives with his mom. And one night she was sitting on the stairs listening to us talk and pulled him to the side. When we're on the phone and ask him if he was listening to what I was just saying and if I was wrong. What? So the mom's eavesdropping on your conversations?
Yeah, I've seen that too.
Needs to be involved, needs to be the center of attention, needs to have a presence that they're there. It's weird. Guys, it's weird. Nobody's talking about it. It's weird.
I'm just saying, we saw something that was interesting. We brought it to the forefront. I think moms do this way more than dads.
I do think too.
There's way more creepier moms out there than there are dads. I said it.
I correct it. I think that moms do it differently than dads.
They're
moms
subtle.
Moms do it very subtly, very sneakily, very catty vibes.
Sneakily.
And then, the sneaky link. And then dads do it very like in your face, very abrasive, like she'll never find anyone better than me. And it's like, ugh.
You know,
sleeping with your daughter, you creepo.
The whole ear to the door thing. In high school, when I was dating my girlfriend at the time, we were talking and we were in the basement. And there's separate rooms within the basement. There was like four rooms with different doors. We were in the office. And when I opened the door to leave, her mom was standing right there, like just in your face. I'm like, hi. She's like, oh, you guys ready for dinner? I was like, it's quite obvious you heard everything we were talking about. So odd.
So, I mean, if you're this parent or if you have a parent like this, need not forget, this is not normal. This is not normal.
I thought this was very interesting. All right, guys, we got the Bachelors coming up in the studio next for the 15th annual Bachelor Auction. We got to get them all ready to go. Take a quick break. It's Peaks Y Mornings. Moose, Breezy Breeze. Happy Friday.
Hey, it's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
The show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.